As any, Zeman, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Hello? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still in the printing business, but he hasn't been able to secure any sizable jobs yet. He is, however, planning to publish a new dictionary, one that will remedy such glaring omissions as the words ain't and ought from the dictionaries currently in use. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is back in the feed room with the printing press, and Cedric has just entered the store.
Hi, Cedric.
Hi, Mr. Abner.
Come on in.
When did you get the bell put up on the door?
Oh, the other day. Lum says it's to wake me up when customers come in the store, but I never done no actual sleeping in there. I just wanted to take a little cat naps, I think.
Yes, Mom. I got a letter here from Mr. Lum. Is he here?
Yeah, he's back there in the feed room working on that printing press. Hey, Lum. Come here, Lum. There's a letter for you. I never see old Lum no more since he got himself to where he thinks he's a big printer now.
Yes, ma'am. What's he printing on now, some more handbills?
No, I reckon it's that dictionary he's working on. Leastways, I heard him say he was aiming on printing up a new one. Who's the letter from, Cedric?
Oh, it's from Oxford Overnight Authors Institute of Midwest Missouri.
Authors Institute? Well, reckon they're hearing about Lum writing that new dictionary already.
What was you wanted, Abner? I'm awful busy.
Oh, why, is a letter here for you, Lum, from that author's Oxford something or other.
Zany, is that here already?
Let me see it. Here it is, Mr. Lum.
Did you know you was going to get a letter from him, Lum?
Well, yeah, sort of. See, I seen an ad in a magazine last week, and I filled out the coupon and sent it into the Oxford Overnight Author Institute. They're going to show me how I can get to be a big famous author, practical overnight.
Well.
And I'll earn big money, too, they said.
Well.
I believe that's what I'd like to take up, earning big money.
Well, this ain't no kind of a job for a boy like you, Cedric. Takes a fellow with some literary experience to get to be a famous author.
Well, how do you know that you're going to earn big money at this job, Lum?
Well, Clinton B. Quincy of Chester, Pennsylvania, is doing it.
Clancy D. Quentin of Chinsey, Pennsylvania. Who's he?
Well, he's a fella they tell about in the ad. He sent in the same coupon that I sent in, and less than 3 weeks, Clinton B. Quincy of Chester, Pennsylvania, was making $300 to $400 a week, selling stories to Boys Workbench Weekly and Modern Tatting and Doily Review and Steam Fitters and Welders Monthly Magazine, and I don't know what all.
Well, I do know.
And Clinton's only 23-year-old.
Huh.
So I figured I ought to start out making twice as much as him.
Well, is that what you're going to do, sell them stories to them Doily and Steam Welders Magazine?
No, not me. That's small-time stuff.
Yes, huh?
I'm going in for big, long books. Novels. That's what I'm going to write.
Love novels?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I can tell you one thing, though. I'm quitting work on that dictionary. That's just a waste of time.
Tears, huh?
Why, sure. Can't find no other words they've left out except ort and ain't.
Huh.
There ain't no use copying down all the rest of the dictionary just to get them two words in. Fella can recollect them.
Why, sure. A fella ought to be able to recollect just two words, ort and ain't. Yeah.
You think you're going to open up your letter, Mr. Lum?
Yeah. Might not forgot about that.
Let's
see here.
Well, how's this letter going to help you get to be a famous author, Lum?
Now, just wait a second and I'll show you.
Huh?
Here, now, see this? This is an aptitude test, I reckon it's called.
Well, what's an aptitude test?
It's a test they give me to see if I got aptitude or not.
Well, if you got it, is it serious?
I had appendicitis once, and that was serious. Well, this is different, though, Cedric. I had a whooping cough once, too, but that weren't serious, I don't think.
Little Pearl had the mumps once. Just had them on one side, though. Just one mop, I reckon. Had the mop, you'd call it, I reckon.
Well, aptitude ain't no kind of a disease, Abner. Just a test to see if I'm the type of fella that ought to be an author.
Uh-huh.
All I have to do is write out a couple of things they got listed down here and send it in.
Huh.
If I do good in that, then I can start right out being an author and earning big money. At least that's what the ad said.
Yeah, well, what kind of a thing have you got to write out there?
Well, if you'll get me some of them grocery pads there, I'll show you. I reckon I'm right on the back of them, all right.
Oh, sure, them ought to be fine. Can you reach him, Mercedes? Just closer to me, right there behind you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's him.
Let me sit down here at the table.
Yeah, that's better. Huh. Let's see. First, I'm supposed to write a description.
Here's the grocery pads, Mr. Loomis.
Oh, what you buy, Sandy? Write a brief description of a familiar landscape, such as a picturesque valley, or a wooded glen, or a nearby hill. Well, that's easy.
What's a wooded glen?
I don't know. I'm going to take the nearby hill.
Huh?
I'll describe that over there back at your place.
You mean old Dead Stump Hill, eh?
Yeah, let's see now. Dead Stump Hill is a... What sort of a hill would you say that was, Abner? Big hill?
Well, no, it ain't exactly big. There's others around here bigger than that.
It ain't exactly a little hill, neither.
No.
Because there's something that's littler than that.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe there's something that's more middle-sized, too.
Well, maybe you ought to just play safe and just say it's a hill and let it go at that long.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
Yeah, I believe it is. Just a hill.
Dead Stump Hill is a hill.
Yeah.
Seems like I ought to say a little more than that. What else can you recollect about it?
Well, let's see. I seen a rabbit up there once, but I don't reckon you'd want to put that in more after hearing Carol all the time. I can't think of nothing else.
It's got dead stumps on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Put that down. Dead Stump Hill is a hill. It's got dead stumps on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it takes care of that first question, all right.
Thank God, Islam, I believe I could be a famous author, too, you know.
No, you couldn't have it, no. You ain't an illiterary type like me.
Huh.
Next, we have a question on dialogue.
Dialogue? What's that?
I think it means talking backwards and forwards, one night.
Sounds like a log.
Says here, write a brief dialogue between a warden and a condemned convict.
Huh.
Or between an international jewel thief and a beautiful countess.
Doggy, that sounds interesting. Which are you going to take, the warden and the convict?
No, that ain't. I ain't never actually heard a warden talk.
Well, you ain't hear no beautiful countess talk neither, have you?
No, but if I ever met one, I know what to say to her.
She would, huh?
Let's see here. I reckon the fella would talk first with me.
I reckon so. They say a woman always gets in the last word. Yeah.
All right. Put him down first. He says in a very polite voice, "How do you do, Mom?"
Huh.
How do you do, Mr. Long?
I ain't talking to you, Fetty. This is a national jewel thief talking.
Yeah. Say, what's his name going to be?
Yeah, I don't know.
How about that Quincy B. Chester, class of Pennsylvania? I believe that'd be a good name for him.
No, this fella's name is Mr. Brown.
Brown? It don't sound like no jewel thief.
Well, that's why he used it, so folks won't get suspicious of him.
Huh?
That ain't his real name, of course.
What's his real name? Quentin B. Chester of Chester, Pennsylvania?
Now, shut up. Let me get this dialogue wrote.
What do you got down there so far?
Well, so far, the jewel thief said, "How do you do, Mom?"
Huh.
And a beautiful countess answered him and says, "How do you do, sir?"
Yeah, that's coming back, Eddie.
Yeah. And then, well, that's all so far.
What's the matter? Has a cat got their tongue?
Well, they're bashful. You see, they've just met one another.
Uh-huh.
Besides, he can study, he's sort of figuring out how he can steal her jewels.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, he can't talk to her about that.
Oh, no, he wouldn't want to bring
in. And he fell in love with the beautiful countess at first sight.
Well, good for him.
That's another reason he can't think of nothing to say. I know I never can.
Well, what do they do? Just stand there gawking at one another?
They ain't gawking. They're looking into one another's eyes. It's all romantic right at this point.
Well, when does he steal her jewels?
He don't.
Huh?
The countess is so beautiful that he just can't do it.
Instead
of that, he turns around, walks away, and she never sees him again in her whole life.
Well, don't he even say goodbye?
No, he don't want to do nothing to break the spell.
It's a story.
He just wants to recollect her in his memory and all us see her that way. From then on, he never does no more jewel stealing the rest of his whole life, neither.
Well, we found this here.
Sure is a pretty story, Mr. Moon.
Yeah, I thought it was when I read. I'm even better at this than I figured I'd be. Well, that takes care of the dialogue question.
Well, just a minute, Mom. Is that all you have to write down there? Just how to do, Mom, and how to do, sir?
Well, in this case, though, it'd ruin it to say anymore.
My dog, as I know I could get to be a famous author.
I could, too.
Sure.
Not that good. How to do, Mom? How to do, sir? That's easy.
Of course it is.
It might sound easy to you, fellas, but it ain't. Takes a fella with a lot of aptitude.
Huh.
Yeah, you gotta know something about it to turn out stuff like that. It ain't the actual words that count so much. It's the thoughts behind them.
Well, me and Cedric studied up the thoughts behind that person about that dead-gone hill being a hill with dead thumbs on it. You better put our names down on that aptitude test before you send it in.
I ain't gonna do no such a thing. I'm the only author around here.
Now, Mom, we just had as much to do with this.
Let me see what else I got to do here. That's my lesson. You have now completed the Oxford Overnight Aptitude Test. All you have to do now to become a full-fledged writer, earning a handsome income.
Me and Cedric can do this work just as good as you can, Lometer. Jamie, they
will. Granny Sabin, I believe you're right.
Huh?
Maybe you and Cedric are the author type, that's right. Here, I'm going to turn all this over to you, fellas.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Where are you going on?
I'm going back to the feed room. I'll just be the printer around here. You two can be the authors. I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right. Doggy, Cedric, we're authors. You hear that?
A wonderful world.
Yeah, good for us.
When do we start earning that big money? That's what I want to know.
Oh, well, we got to finish this here aptitude test first, I reckon. Let's see, we'll finish out and sign our name.
Good boy. We're
authors now. Why, sure. We can write better than all you have to do now to become a full-fledged writer earning a handsome income.
Boy.
Is to mail the enclosed card, which will entitle you to the Oxford Overnight Author Training Course for the special rate of $117.50.